from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He turned to me as if to say,
who would have thought?
Hurry, boy.
Just remarkable.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
John Williams, who wrote every score, it feels like, for every major movie that we grew up watching. And this is his kid.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff, man. You know what's also good stuff? The 76ers are getting major national praise and a lot of local praise. But at the same time, and it's something I want to draw out today and hear from people at 215-592-9494 about. You know, we had a Twitter poll question yesterday. Do you like the 76ers signing of Paul George to a 4-year, $212 million contract? And while a lot of people said yes, 31% of people said no. Now, I'd like to hear, you know, look, I want to hear from both sides, but I'm particularly curious today to hear from the 31% that said no. Because, you know, I don't love it, but I mean, I certainly would have done it. You know, like, given the choice between doing this or not doing this, I would absolutely have signed him. And so I'm curious, from the 31%, if you're one of those that's like, yeah, this was a mistake, talk to us today at 215-592-9494 and tell us why you feel that way. Because I don't see it. Like, I know it might not work out. I get that. We've seen enough about sports and enough about life to know it might not work out. But I also know this. It gives the 76ers a heck of a lot better chance than they otherwise would have had. What do you want? You want Brandon Ingram? What, are you kidding me? Listen to the praise the 76ers are getting nationally. Let's go to Tim Bontemps from ESPN yesterday. Big praise, and I mean big praise, for the Sixers' big three of Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and Paul George.
Three guys they have now, all of whom were All-Stars last year. You got a lead guard in Maxey, got an elite two-way wing in Embiid, or in Paul George. You've got maybe the most dominant big in the league in Joel Embiid. They fit together perfectly. They complement each other in every way on the court. They're versatile. Paul George is an elite shooter. You have two elite shooters now, given spacing around Embiid. They can go out and get any kind of role players that can fit alongside them. They're versatile in a lot of ways. They have the highest ceiling now of any team in the league but the Boston Celtics. And they can go toe-to-toe with the Celtics depending on how healthy these guys are, which is obviously the biggest question. Paul George missed a bunch of time. You mentioned Allen. Joel has missed a lot of time. But if they're healthy in the spring, which obviously is going to be a huge if.
Yes.
They are as good as any team in the league. And this isn't like the Phoenix Suns putting this big three together last year that was flawed from the start. This is a group that fits together perfectly. And the Sixers were a team that a year ago didn't really have a chance to win a title. Now they can go into the season saying, we have a legitimate shot to win a title.
You know, John, that's exciting.
Holy cow. That really does get the juices flowing a little bit.
But here's go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's just like over the course of the last 24 hours, it's just little quotes like this, interviews where I hear people talking about the way these players fit together. It just continues to feel right. Positive.
Here's the thing. To a lot of people, it doesn't. Ashlyn, Ashlyn Sullivan here today, Riazov, Devinsov. Ashlyn, 31% of our people that voted yesterday said they don't like the signing. Now, what sense do you make of that?
I understand their point that it seems like they overpaid for him, that he's too old. I get it. I understand the whole mindset of that.
Yep.
My argument to that is, okay, then what would you have liked them to do?
Yep.
Would you have liked them just to not sign him as a whole and just said, you know what, this is good enough. Let's run it back. And let's see if we get a different result.
Which would not have been good enough.
No. Could you imagine the calls we get about that?
Right.
If they just did nothing?
I mean, this would be a whole different tenor of discussion.
If
we were in a waiting mode to see if they can maybe get Brandon Ingram and trade a pick or two for him.
Right.
And give him a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh.
Regardless, you were going to spend a lot of money. And I get it. Maybe he's a little older.
Yep.
But this just seems like the best case scenario.
All right, well,
Did you see the stat? There are two players, Paul George and Jimmy Butler, are the only two players to have averaged 20 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1.5 steals in at least 250 games over the last 5 seasons.
I don't care about that, John. I really don't.
I'm saying he's productive. I'm saying I wanted Jimmy Butler so bad. I would have loved to add that guy because of what else he brings.
But here's my retort.
I'm saying Paul George is probably a better addition basketball-wise, and I'm not sure what he is in the emotional addition-wise in terms
of... Well, he's not going to be a pain in the butt. You know that.
Well, that's true.
The question is whether he'll give Joel the kick in the ass.
Does he give us the lift we need? We know he's not going to detract. Is he going to give us the boost?
Yeah, here's the one thing I'll say, though, about that stat. I don't care. And what I mean by that, I'm not trying to be rude to you. What I mean by that is the easy retort is, yeah, but he hasn't won anything. He hasn't even come close to winning anything. So what do I care if he's statistically on a Tuesday, he gets a lot of rebounds on Wednesday, I don't care.
James Harden puts up a lot of numbers, too.
Right. And I think that's maybe the thought process of the 31% that are like, look, I know he's good, but it's – I mean, look, we've had – I don't know the percentage, 15 or 20% maybe in the last couple of weeks saying, just trade Joel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, James, you know there are a lot of people saying, blow it up.
We have one on our show. Yeah. Rhea says it all the time.
Rhea's been saying it since last year. So again, all right, we'll ask you all of it. You know, your reaction to the signing, your thought on whether it's good enough, your belief in Joel or not. You know, Paul George, how good or great is he? 215-592-9494. By the way, when people call in today, Seltzer, I'm pretty sure we got. Do we have a cool prize on the line?
Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a pair of tickets for you today, and we promise when Journey performs at this concert.
Just a small town girl.
When Def Leppard performs at this concert. When Steve Miller performs at this concert, which is going to happen at Citizens Bank Park coming up in about 3 weeks on July 23rd. By the way, tickets on sale at Def Leppard Journey 2024.com. We promise that they will not end this song in the middle of the song, as the Sopranos did. Now, Seltzer, we may...
As we will right now.
Well, I mean, otherwise we'd be playing a song.
Yeah, we're not playing
radio.
A bed. As much as John Ritchie once wanted the last of the Mohicans bed underneath us.
I mean, I need a little bit
remember
more.
That? Remember when John, like, legitimately wanted us to play the last Mohicans bed as a bed under our bed?
Right. Can you imagine how epic our show would sound every day?
Yeah, well...
The inspiration that we could dole out for everyone in Philadelphia?
Yeah, it might get a little repetitive, though.
Are you kidding me? That song?
Here's the deal, guys.
Can we just get a sample of it or something?
Yeah, we'll get to that. But here's the deal, guys. We do have a pair of tickets to see Journey, Def Leppard, with the Steve Miller Band at Citizens Bank Park, July 23rd. Here's how you got to win the tickets today. You know, this is a birthday for Larry David today.
That's right.
Happy birthday to one of the all-time greats in TV, known for two major roles in TV shows. One that he starred in. Obviously, with, you know, what he did on Curb and conceived and wrote, all that good stuff. But also what he had done, I mean, legendary, what he did behind the scenes with Seinfeld, you know, like 20 years before that. Today, in honor of Larry David on this his birthday, we will ask you, other than Larry David, who's got the best combination of two TV roles of all time? Now, it can be as simple as, like, the sitcom world or the drama world of TV, of which there are many answers. But if you want to get creative... You want to start looking at the news divisions? You want to start looking at the sports divisions? You want to start looking at the Saturday Night Live divisions? I mean, there are a lot of ways to come up with two spectacular roles, generally in front of the camera, but sometimes behind the scenes, two great roles in television. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the tickets to see Def Leppard Journey and the Steve Miller Band. John, what do you got as an answer here today? I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore or not. Yeah. Best combination, two TV roles. What do you got?
There were some really interesting ones. I had to temper myself. I pulled back, and I decided Betty White is obvious and, you know.
What's the second role?
Win.
I know where you're going one. Golden Girls and what?
No, Mary Tyler Moore show.
Good.
She was Sue Ann Nivens.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm watching that right now in season 5.
Of course you are.
I thought he might
She's
go
awesome.
Hot in Cleveland or whatever that thing was called.
No, right. Mary Tyler Moore. I used to watch it with my Nana.
Good for you, man.
Aww.
Well, I'm watching it right now without my
Great.
Nana.
Yeah, of course
All
you
right.
are.
Ashlyn, give me an answer here. Best combination, again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Best combination, two TV roles.
And it's on time today. Bonus, because I've thought of it.
Oh, well done.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm really bringing it today because I'm on time.
What's the answer?
Steve Carell, obviously The Office.
Yep.
But I recently watched The Morning Show on Apple Television,
yep.
getting a glimpse to what TV looks like on morning TV.
Sure.
Loved it. Not to mention his many movie roles.
We're going to get tremendous answers. Seltzer, give me an answer.
I'll give an idea of a creative answer like we talked about. Yep. Conan O'Brien, one of the great writers of The Simpsons, like a famous Simpsons writer for all their great years, and then, of course, TV.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer. Look, I need a ruling right out of the gate, John. Would Frasier, would it even count when you take the same role to a different show? I say no. That's the same role, just in a different show. So I would give, like, just so everyone knows, I don't want, like, George Jefferson was in All in the Family, and he was in the Jefferson.
Yeah, the spinoff
that
the same character doesn't count for
I
you,
agree.
Is the
All
point.
Right, let me give you one that to me
Mork
works.
From Ork.
Right.
Started
right.
on Happy Days.
Right, that's right, that's
became
right.
Became Mork and Mindy.
All right, so here's one, and this is a little bit out of the box as well. I'm going to go George Wendt, who obviously for 11 years on Cheers was Norm, right? Walking through the door, right? Beer guzzling, big dude sitting at the end of the bar. But he also was phenomenal for, I don't know, 10, 15 years on Saturday Night Live. They'd pop him on as a Bears fan. The Bears. Like, he had a whole Bears thing going on for years on Saturday Night Live through the Dick. They love Ditka.
Oh, that's, you know, that's good.
That's
for
clever.
The knowledge,
yeah.
That he was doing
he was a big
but
Mike Ditka guy.
That's not a winning answer.
I'm not saying it was.
Because that role is so minuscule.
I didn't tell you I was going to take on. I wasn't.
It's an interesting answer.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know that I'd vote for it.
Well,
I'm just letting you know.
All right, give us a big answer today. Two TV roles, a great combination. Whoever provides the best answer is going to win the tickets. 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on Paul George, what it means for the 76ers moving forward. Also, up ahead, the Phils, as they resume play tonight in their season. We'll get to that as well. Your phone calls, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.